This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
God's not interested in all your good works. He wants you. He wants a relationship with you like he had with Adam and Eve, where he can talk to you and you talk to him. And Satan does not want that to take place. You know what we do? We get born again. What are the rules? What are the rules? What are the rules? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? What are the works? What are the works? What are the works? And then we get so busy working for God that we never took the time to get to know God.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere with our state-of-the-art, custom-designed app. The new Creflo Dollar Ministries app gives you unlimited access to numerous features. With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages and more. The app puts you right in the sanctuary with live streaming of services. To get connected via the new Creflo Dollar Ministries app, visit creflodollarministries.org/app or text APP to 51555 today.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Now, here's the question. Why did you get saved? Just think, why did you get saved? Was it to avoid hell? Yeah, that's me. My initial motivation, I don't want to go to hell. Ain't nobody tell me the stuff I'm telling you now. They just told me you need to get, one person put it like this, get filled or get grilled. I'm like, whoa. Why did you get saved? Initially, my motivation was so I won't go to hell. Now, think with me for a moment. Really? That's of course one benefit, but is that it? I'm saved. I miss hell. Hoorah. That can't be all it is to this. Get saved so you don't go to hell. Now let me make it plain. You need to get saved or you are going to hell. Okay, I'm not changing that. But is that it? Is that the sum total of believing God and making Him the Lord of my life? The real purpose of salvation is an intimate relationship with God. The real purpose for getting saved is so that you, human, can have a relationship with God, who is a spirit, and let Him come into your human life and show you how to live and show you how to walk and show you how to talk and show you how to get victory and show you how to overcome the devil and the things of this world. The real reason for salvation is an intimate relationship with God. And somehow, born-again people are so satisfied with their born-again status and t-shirt that they obtain a lot of knowledge about Him, never getting to know Him. And then you find out, what are the things you're supposed to do that you get saved? You're supposed to go to church, you're supposed to do good, you're supposed to act right. properly. We don't go to church. We do good sometimes, and we act right based on how we're feeling. Don't mess with me today. The real reason that the purpose of the salvation is so that when all of these things that I encounter as a human happen, I know God. And I can honestly and openly go to Him and say, God, I need help. I'm angry, I'm mad, and I want to hurt somebody. And He interacts with me. And He does something in my heart I can't explain. He gives me a peace that passes my understanding. Then He changes the situation, and all of a sudden I am walking with Him, and He is doing what I can't do while maturing me as I do it. I'm in a habit of, before I go to bed, one of the last things I take care of before I go to bed at night is, Father, you said you give your loved ones sweet sleep. And Father, I thank you for sweet sleep tonight. And I say, Lord, I'd like 8 hours tonight. And I get up in these 8 hours. And one Friday I said, Lord, I'd like to sleep about 9 hours. I said 10. I hadn't slept that long in years. And I did. I said, Lord, what's up? Well, you've never asked me like this before. I don't ask and like wonder if He gonna do it. The relationship is so awesome that when I ask, I immediately go into the peace of knowing I know Him. I know Him. I mean, this is not some fable. This is not the little game. I talk with Him every day. Glory to God. What I used to do is go into prayer for an hour and don't say nothing else no more until the next morning. What kind of relationship is that? Your husband or wife, you spend an hour a day with them and don't say nothing else for the rest of the day. What kind of relationship you think you're going to have? And we've been doing God the same way. I wanted to fulfill the 1 hour quota because that's what He told me to do at church. And that's not what it is. It is an intimate relationship with Him where I talk to Him and He's talking back to me. And sometimes God initiates the conversation. And He asked me a question that He already knows the answer to. But He's not asking me because He don't know the answer. He's asking me so I can think about. See, God will do this to me sometimes. He'll ask me the question and give me the answer. And we won't do that because we're afraid people might doubt us or think that we're weird or you speak to God. Oh, God talks to you. And the number of times I've sat and studied and I see something and then I hear Him talking to me. And I get it. God's not interested in all your good works. He wants you. He wants a relationship with you like He had with Adam and Eve, where He can talk to you and you talk to Him. And Satan does not want that to take place. You know what we do? We get born again. What are the rules? What are the rules? What are the rules? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? What are the works? What are the works? What are the works? And then we get so busy working for God that we never took the time to get to know God. I feel the anointing in this place all over my hands right now. I know this is the word of the Lord for us. This is what's going to prepare us. This is why we need to get on our tap is there, your tippy toes, baby. Because God's getting ready to use people who know their God. People who know their God. Not people who come in and play in church, but people who know their God. Jesus died to produce the opportunity to be intimate with God, not just to miss hell. Jesus died for the opportunity for us to be intimate with God, not just to miss hell. It is not going to be impressive to God if you show up with all of your long list of all the good works you did. He's like, dude, who are you? There's no way you're afraid to die anymore. You know Him. You're not afraid to die. Well, I know Him. He's got me.
I know him. I know him. God's not impressed with your status of a Christian. You don't want to go to heaven, and maybe there's a hallway and you're walking down it and Jesus goes right by you. You have no idea who he is. I don't want to pass Jesus and because I was so busy working for him. Oh, I did this and I did that and I did that. I'm going to tell you this when I tell you my testimony of what happened to me about a month or so ago. But one of the things that happened was the fact that, you know, I saw this place and it ended. And there was absolutely no noise, questions, or anything about what I did. None. You really think that? Well, I'm going to do these things and they're going to give me a party for doing what I was supposed to do. They're going to give me a party. No. You don't have to worry about doing the right things. When you have a relationship with him, he will specifically direct you and show you what you're supposed to be doing. See, you got a reason to be here. And he's the only one that knows the perfect reason for you being here. And I don't want to miss that. I don't want to get caught in translation. You see, what happens in our lives is we have these laps that we run. And if we successfully run that one lap, getting some love, then we can run the next lap. Operating by faith and run the next lap, getting our tempers together, run the next lap. But sometimes we get stuck on one lap and think that's the will of God for our lives. And all of these laps are to prepare us for the ultimate will of God for our life. And you're not going to be, God's never going to give you the ultimate will of God for your life until you're ready to receive it. And a lot of you are not ready to receive because you hadn't matured in 10 years. You're still getting offended. You're still not seeking God, but you're seeking validation. You're still doing all of the worldly stuff as Christian people because you hadn't matured. And you're not going to mature trying to keep rules and regulations of the church. But when you get to know him and walk with him, and then he starts rubbing off on you, and that anointing comes on you, and you hear him, and he hears you, and there's a daily relationship where one day you will wake up and you don't care about none of the stuff you care about now. You don't care about who's talking about you. You don't care about who betrayed you. You don't care about who's trying to use you. You don't care about nothing but whatever God wants, and you talk to him, and he gives you peace that passes all understanding, and there's nothing like having your peace in the midst of tribulation. But people that come to church don't know God. A lot of things don't matter to me no more. They just don't. Certain things used to bother me. When it shows up, I'm like, that's garbage. I won't even give it access. You can't come in my head because that's garbage. You're not going to rent space in my mind. That's garbage. I'm not going to let that distract me from God. Help me, Lord. I remember when God said to me one time, he said, how can I use your mouth when you share it with the enemy? And you let him use it more than you let me use it. That's the personal relationship with God. He'll tell you stuff that you don't get at church. Because nobody knows you like he knows you. And you can shoot the bull with everybody, but you can't shoot it with God because he already knows you. He knows you intimately. He knows you deeply. Somebody says, how deep does God know you? He knows you so well that he knows the number of hairs on your head. Well, I ain't got no hair on my head. He know it. He know it. So catch yourself when you want to throw that bull at God. Remember, he already knows you better than, he knows you, really, he does. He knows you better than you know yourself.
He said, the real issue of why you don't want to go around them is because you're jealous. See, God talked, that's what a personal relationship would do. He says, but I'll rescue you from that jealousy. If you'll just accept the identity that I've given you, you don't need to be jealous of nobody. Just go ahead and believe what I told you about yourself. And men are good at that, and I'm so glad to see the men that come to our church and stream on. It's an awesome thing, but men love covering up when they find inadequacies and insufficiencies and things that they are ashamed of and things that they feel condemned and guilty of and regret, and I messed up, and I should have did this, and I should have did that, and I'm ashamed that I did that, and I can't believe I did that, and I did that, and I feel bad about this, and I feel bad about that. And so you cover it up because you don't want to be found out. You don't want to be found out that you're not the man that you portray, because once the covers are over you, then what comes through the covers is false manhood. Nobody really knows you but God, because he's under the covers with the real you, while the false you parades around like this is really you. And God is still saying, I can rescue you from all that, dude. You ain't got to do that by yourself. Well, you know, I'm a man. I can't stand up and worship God. I tell you what, when your butt get tired of being kicked by the world, by the devil, and by all of this junk, you'll stand up and on top of the chair and worship God. You'll fall on the floor and cry before God. I just had the same thing. You know, I wanted to cry a lot more than what I did, a few months ago, and I've been crying ever since. But part of me is like, I ain't crying in front of nobody. I'm a man up. I ain't doing that. Little punk sitting up in the pulpit crying. I ain't doing none of that. It don't matter. I cry at the drop of a hat. I don't care what you think about me. That is not garbage. That is not in my mind right now. I'm focused in on him. He's been too good to me. He's rescued me, saved me, matured me, vindicated me, delivered me from shame, delivered me from condemnation, delivered me from guilt. He is still there saying, I am your rescuer. I will save you. Not just save your soul from hell. I'll save you from pain and addiction and hurt if you listen to me, if you walk with me. Look at Luke 10, 38 through 42, in the NLT, 38 through 42. Knowing God is it can't be accomplished here. This is our time of gathering and fellowshipping one another and strengthening one another, but this shouldn't be the sum total of your relationship with God, coming to church or streaming and logging on. You're gonna die one day, don't you understand me? You're gonna die one day. Everybody's gonna die one day. And everything you do here, man, it's gonna tell the story. I know I'm gonna go to heaven, but I don't wanna be up in heaven and God is telling me, you know, why didn't you do what I showed you here? Why didn't you, you never could get free from needing to be validated, huh? You were always vulnerable, just afraid to be vulnerable, because you feared the hurt that would come by being vulnerable. And therefore, you could never experience real intimacy with me because you were too afraid to be vulnerable. You didn't feel safe enough to expose your relationship with me for fear of what others would say about you. Somebody say, you mind if I ask you what you do for a living? I'm a preacher. I'm not gonna be ashamed of the gospel or ashamed of Jesus. But I tell you, when I leave here, I'm gonna leave like Paul did. Lord, I have finished. I have done what you told me to do. Is there anything else we can do? Right now, I'm in the process of being delivered from the selfishness of wanting to leave. It's easy to do. I didn't know it was that easy. And I'm asking the Lord, I need to check some stuff out here. And God said, you told me that you would stay on this earth as long as I needed you, and I need you. And I'm like, I did, didn't I? Then I just started looking at people. I'm like, these people are crazy. These people are crazy. Do you see the world? I go, yeah. But it took me 40 years to get you ready for all of this craziness. And I said, oh, God, deliver me from wanting to leave. So I'm ready. I'm ready, man. As long as I got my wife. And see, now she got to make up mind. Oh, she can't be leaving me here either. She said, how long you plan on being 120? She said, I ain't staying that long. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm trying to be real with y'all today, man. You're going to die one day. Are you ready to die? Not I'm going to heaven. Really, you go to heaven. And when you get to heaven, you're going to kind of wish I'd have did a lot more of spending time with God. And the number one thing I've heard every person, Oral Roberts and all these people who went home to be with the Lord, I said, what's the one thing if you could do over again that you would do? He said, I would spend more time learning how to love and treat people. I was like, wow. For me, what's my biggest regret? I don't think I have any. I used to have a bunch. But now looking at it and having talked to God and he talking to me about it, I don't have any. Everything I've ever experienced were the particles and the ingredients that were needed to bring me to where I am today. All right, let's look at this. Luke 10:38. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister, Mary, sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted. Say distracted. How many minutes of the day are you allowing yourself to be distracted by the tomfoolery of this world? A distraction is an intrusion of the mind trying to cause confusion in your life. And certain things you hear and certain things you deal with, they're nothing but distractions. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and she said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you, talking to Jesus, that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? My God. Boy, doesn't that describe the church today? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha. The King James says, Martha, Martha, Martha. You are worried and upset over all these details. How many of you know details can become distractions? You're worried and upset over all these details. But there is only one thing worth being concerned about. What? What's the one thing he wants me to be concerned about? He said, it's what Mary has discovered. Well, what did Mary discover? Sit and listen to the words of Jesus. Why? Because when you get up from sitting, you'll know what to do because you've been spending time with Jesus.
Are you doing things to try to feel God's love? In his series, How to Experience the Love of God, Creflo Dollar reveals that we don't have to jump through hoops to feel God's love, only believe.
You got to believe God loves you when it doesn't look good.
When you believe the love of God, you say, I believe God's love for me. That's why I know I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be delivered. This is going to be fine. This is going to work out. And God wants to hear that rehearsed and coming out of our mouth. I believe that God loves me.
Quit believing God for little. God is a big God, and he's ready to do some big, extraordinary things in your life. But he's waiting for you to believe. That's how big his love is.
Go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore. Or call the number on your screen to claim your copy of all three of these life-changing messages for a love gift of only $20 or more, plus shipping and handling. Walk in God's love today.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages.
Think how much more the blood of Christ cleans up our whole lives inside and out.
With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace.
I'm talking about the grace of God that comes over your life, that makes living easy, that makes living sweatless, that the anointing begins to come up on you and there's not a fight, there's not a struggle.
The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
I pray that this broadcast blessed you today. I want you to pray about sowing a financial seed into this ministry. I also want to extend a special thanks to those of you who have remained our loyal partners, supporters, and friends. Your financial support goes a long, long way. Your donations help equip us with what we need to send this broadcast all over the world. And when you give to this ministry, you partner with us to reach people everywhere who are hurting and in need of the revelation of God's grace and love.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Join us online as we bring you praise and worship from the World Changers Church family and the Word of God from Pastors Creflo Dollar and Taffy Dollar. For more information, visit us at CreflowDollarMinistries.org.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.